tonight on Arena. Tola McKay and Leo Moran on different ways up and down the N17, and Anthony Gormley on why sculpture is the king of the arts. +51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. And a very happy new year to one and all. RTE One Television's New Year's Eve countdown show featured a host of talent drawn from various areas of Irish society. But it was a new arrangement of a 30-year-old song that captured the imagination of everyone in a totally unexpected way. And I wish I was on the Yes, I wish I was on the N17, traveling with just my thoughts and dreams. Now, I'm sure many people around the country this evening listening to that song will have lumps in their throats yet again with that amazing version of N17. And joining me on the line this evening is the young woman who gave us that wonderful rendition of the song on New Year's Eve in that countdown concert, Tola McKay, and one of the writers of the original song, Leo Moran, who I believe, Leo, you haven't had a chance to speak to Tola since New Year's Eve, and you were very keen to do so. So off you go.
Absolutely, Tola. I would just like to say congratulations and thanks so much for putting your gifted heart and soul into singing that song. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's an honour, honestly. It's just such a brilliant song. I felt every single word I was singing.
And you know, the amazing thing is, Tola, I heard it as it went out and I watched it again today. And you do hear every single word that you say you felt as you sang it. You hear them in a very different way. When did you first come across the song? How did you know the song originally? And when did that new version, when was that presented to you?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've always kind of like heard the song kind of floated around, like from just, you know, growing up in Tullamore. But you know, it wasn't until I was given the song to kind of sit down and understand the lyrics and, you know, like with the whole orchestra arrangements as well, like it really helped me break down the lyrics and kind of resonate it and kind of see it in my point of view. So, like, yeah, the lyrics were just like amazing. I was blown away. I really was just blown away. I remember I had a moment where I was just like, wow, like it just pieced every like emotion that I was feeling of like, you know, missing my entire family. So
well, I want to have a little listen to for Leo's sake as much as anybody else's, because we all know the original, but you know, you can never hear it too often. Let's remind ourselves of that. I suppose a really great song can be sung in a million and one different ways, and it'll still be a great song. Leo, as you listen then to that, we were trying to get the words for describing the different emotions that come across. Now, yeah, there's a sadness certainly in what we just had. It's the young man leaving his hometown, but there's a little sense that perhaps he's not that bothered about getting out of the place, really, in the original version. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think the two writers probably had two slightly different takes on what the song might give. I wrote most of the lyrics, and I might be kind of being known to be a little bit more serious. Davy Carton wrote the music, and he brought that sense of devilment and joy to the song, I think, maybe. So it's kind of a sweet and sour mixture that probably works in different ways.
And it was Gavin Murphy, Tola, who did the arrangement of this. And that opening with the clarinets, you're just from the very moment that sad, lonely sound of the single clarinet plays, and then your voice coming in, there's just a depth of emotion into it. Where did you send yourself to, or where did you bring yourself to explore the type of feelings that you were getting through the lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, like, I suppose I'm missing half of my family. I haven't seen most of my family in, like, almost a year and a half, you know, because of the whole COVID. But then, like, I've moved so much, and I only recently went back to Tullamore. And, you know, literally, like, you know, with schools and public and primary school, you're taught in prefabs. And I also, like, lived in Galway for a while. So there was just everything that was said in it had a moment of truth for me. And, like, because it's the way I wanted people to resonate with it was for them to, you know, feel like, you know, to miss home and to feel like there's a longing to be back home. So putting all that pieces together and putting my own experiences and what I'm going through just allowed me to convey or relate that message quite well. And even with the clarinet and the whole arrangement of the song with the orchestra, it does have like that kind of like mournful sound. But even though it's so sad, there's a certain sense of like hope with it. It's stunning, really.
Yeah, I'm interested that Tolu picks up on that, Leo. I mean, I see that, for example, Dara O'Brien tweeted, "Well, this is just very beautiful. Well done to all involved. Very much one for the Irish and Irish abroad, this one. Maybe feeling, this is Graham Norton, maybe feeling fragile on New Year's Day, but this has reduced me to a sobbing mess. Huge congratulations to everyone involved in putting it together. Even Dustin, who has been known to be a little acerbic in his day. Sometimes I love being Irish. This is one of those times. Thanks a million at Saw Doctors and at Tolu McKay." And it does take, it takes the two of you to really need to give us that, that sense of it. But it struck me, Leo, when Tolu was describing her emotions there, and I felt this listening to it for the first time. I thought, wow, this is today's, and so, as in, I can't get on the N17 today to travel to see my mother, my father, my grandmother, my aunts, my uncles, whatever it is. That there was a kind of a way that the lyrics transferred into the current COVID situation that was uncanny. Did that strike you, Leo?
It didn't, actually, now that you mention it, and now that you say it, it's very obvious. But it is amazing how songs find their times, and some songs find different times for themselves. And I know what you're saying there makes an awful lot of sense to me there, that people can't get moving on the road, and it, there's that longing just to be able to hug your loved ones. And that's a very interesting observation. Definitely,
was it there for you, Tolu? Because I think that's what you were touching on, wasn't it? You know, and as with back in 30 years ago, the N17 for N17, take N52, N1, N2, M4, whatever road it is you travel home.
Like, the thing is, like, it wouldn't be true. Like, I wouldn't have been able to express it if I was relating it, like, to how it was 30 years ago, if I'm being honest, because, you know, that's not my experience, you know? So I really had to, like, really find my own self in it to be able to, like, kind of clearly sing it. Because I believe, like, if you're going to, you know, perform something, it needs to come from a authentic or true place so that other people can relate to it easily or find themselves in what you're singing.
Yeah.
The lyrics, like, if a lyric is able to have a duality or even last across decades, it's incredible. There's no doubt about that. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, take a bow, Leo Rosen, on that one for sure.
Yes.
Leo Moran, rather, on that one. For you, you were the man that gave those lyrics. And take a bow, Tolu McKay, for the version that you give us. I think we should go back and listen to a little bit more of the new version of the song. But so great to speak to both of you this evening and to bring you together on the airwaves. So final words, Leo, to Tolu, if you want.
Oh, just a huge thank you. And there is no doubt about it. You certainly put your heart into it and made it your own, and you've brought it into the third decade of the 21st century, kicking and screaming. Fair play to you. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much. And I'd also love to say thank you to everybody, the Saw Doctors, like, for creating such a sick and such a beautiful song. And for everybody that has messaged me, I really appreciate the love, the care, and the message that you send. Yeah, because some of the messages were so personal and so touching and so moving. Like, I was reduced to tears as well. So yeah. I really do appreciate that.
Leo,
thank you very much.
Thanks a million to both of you for being with us this evening. And let's leave the last words to Tolo via Leo. Yes, what a wonderful re-realization of the Saw Doctor's N17 that is from Tolo McKay in that arrangement with the RTE Concert Orchestra as first heard on New Year's Eve.